producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Live, and you can join us here on the air. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we have on this show, over the history of Free Talk Live, we've been doing the show since 2002, so it's been a while. Every now and then we'll delve into kind of the inner workings of the business, which you're not supposed to do in radio because, you know, it's show business and you're putting on a show and, you know, it's glamorous here in the radio world. But it's not. It's not really not that glamorous.
Not glamorous.
A lot of the times I'm sitting in here in my boxer shorts. Not tonight, though, because it's a little cold.
You don't do that much anymore, thank God.
I actually have done it, but it's a little too chilly for it right now here in New Hampshire. And so, no, it's not a glamorous business. We're talking about sort of the internals, the behind the scenes. John called in. He's still with us listening in Ames, Iowa. You were calling to complain about the government propaganda, a.k.a. the Ad Council commercials that you hear so frequently on talk radio and elsewhere, right?
Yes, and I really appreciate you guys talking about the inner workings of radio. I mean, if public service announcements are like a percentage of required time for a private business, like a radio station. You know, like if it's a tornado or a flood's on the way or, you know, everybody needs a duck and cover or something, then I can understand that to an extent, but it also kind of creeps me a little out a little bit. I'm wondering if I'd really like to hear you guys, and this is touchy maybe, talk about how would the government kind of squeeze in and start to plan. If there was like long range planning to just shut up conservative and libertarian radio, how would, you know, I mean, they must hate you guys. I mean, people,
some do.
A big government or liberals must, I know they despise conservative radio and libertarian radio. So what would be like a long term plan that we could like notice, like if you got like a keyword, you could tell us, you know, they're at the gates here, they're at the station, they're shut us down.
I don't think it has to go that way.
How would that evolve? How would they squeeze you guys out and shut you up? And what would it look like?
All right, good question.
So first off, to say that Republican radio is effective ignores Obama's election, both of them. It ignores a great deal. Like Rush Limbaugh made his chops off of complaining about the Clinton administration.
Oh, thank you for the call.
Al Gore couldn't take one of the most successful presidencies of my lifetime and turn it into another run. I mean, I just don't think that Republican radio is that effective. Generally, it's a lot of the choir listening to each other. So,
well, yeah, but they want to paint a picture of them being effective, right?
Yeah,
like,
sure,
you know,
sure.
Rush Limbaugh would like you to believe that his show is having some sort of a huge, tremendous impact.
He and Howard Stern made Snapple what they were, but that's, you know, you need a much smaller percentage. You're talking about half the voting population needs to agree with you, and that isn't necessarily it. So, what are they going to do? They're doing it. The FCC currently is, the chairman is decided by the Obama administration. I can't remember his name off the top of my
head. Tom Wheeler.
And he has stopped the opportunity for AM stations to get FM translators.
Yeah.
So the FM, basically talk radio is on the AM dial.
Yeah.
And this is a way to sort of save AM. AM was in bad shape.
It's still in bad
shape. Rush came along, and it's still in bad shape. But what's happening is many AMs across the United States are getting FM translators. They can broadcast on the FM dial. Wherever you are, if you're listening to me, the chances are good there's open dial position where you are. Not every place in the United States, but most places geographically in the United States have plenty of open space on the dial. So those AMs can then use that FM dial space to broadcast their, you know, their content, and then they're on the FM dial too, like everybody else is listening, so you can cruise through and hit the scan button and find them. And that's going to be what allows AM to come back, and the Democrats essentially aren't going to allow that, because Democratic talk radio is a much smaller than Republican talk radio.
But they're also on AM as well, a lot of those
they are.
Lefty stations are
but
on
they
AM.
Can't. The Democrats can't convince their Democratic politicians to do something nice for them, because the politician says to himself, if I kill AM radio, 90% of who I'm killing, my attrition rate is one Democrat for every 10 Republicans.
But
I'll take that number.
But wait, look, I know that there have been headlines in the industry recently about these FM translators that you're talking about, Mark. But isn't it the case that they're just not giving preference to the AM operators? Like, you can still try to get a translator. You
can
apply
try to do
for
that,
it.
But there should be a window open right now. They should be opening a window. In 2016, any AM operator, you know, should be able to put in an application for an FM translator. Whammo, bammo, we're going to give that to you because we care about providing local content, local live content to people.
But most of it's not local and live. A lot of it is syndicated off the bird.
Well, it's local. That's being broadcast locally.
Yeah, that's not local, though. You and I both know that, right? Like, Free Talk Live, we're
make
in Keene, New Hampshire. We're not going to try to pull the wool over your eyes and pretend like we're in your town. No. I mean, I know the station would like us to do that.
We never do that, but make it a criteria. Say, hey, during this AM window, you have to provide 3 hours a day of live of local content. Your music station sure isn't local either. The music's coming out of Los Angeles, New York, and Nashville. And then the people who are doing the talking in between, in many cases, aren't even in your market at all.
That's true. It's truer more so than not.
Plus the
days.
Fact that music is boring. You're listening to Total Eclipse of the Heart again, or Crazy Train, or Friends in Low Places. You're just hearing the same content over and over again.
Play some Skinner.
Right. I mean, you know, I like these songs. That's fine by me.
I played them when I was in rock radio.
But when I turn on the car radio, what I don't want to hear is the same crap over and over again. It's just the same songs.
You get that out of conservative talk radio anyway.
At the very least,
the talk show hosts are all doing what Rush is doing.
They're saying it differently.
But barely.
But NPR is actually repeating the same programs.
Is that right?
So talk radio provides you with the most unique content that is out there at any given time.
That's true. Look, I'm not trying to down talk radio stations. It's, you know, running syndicated talk is sort of just the nature of the business these days. It's hard.
It's very, very difficult to make money since Rush Limbaugh called that Sandra Fluke gal the S word, business has been a little difficult. It's picking up this year. You can take a look at the numbers and see how it's going. But many talk stations have decided to try sports, as though being the third sports station in a given market is going to somehow make them money. Or they'll try – by sports, I mean sports talk. Usually they don't actually broadcast the sports. They just talk about the sports.
Let's go to the phones. To the phone, Severin, listening in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Severin.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Welcome. You're on the radio. Go ahead.
Not much. I just wanted to call in and talk on some points about government and some things that happened in my town this past week that I thought
go ahead.
Interesting. Have you heard about the House bill that's being nicknamed the Thin Blue Line bill?
No. Is this a Pennsylvania thing?
No, it's actually going through in Pennsylvania. There's a few senators here that are pushing it through, but it's going to be a national bill once it goes through.
Okay.
How would it go through the Pennsylvania House and be a national bill? I don't understand.
Because they're pushing it through the Pennsylvania, and it's going to become a national policy once it if it becomes policy in Pennsylvania.
Washington, D.C.?
Exactly.
And it's called the Thin Blue Line Bill, you said?
Sounds horrifying already. Go ahead.
Okay. So what this bill is calling for is harsher punishments for people who target police officers, people who target any government employees. Mm. But mainly it's going around police officers.
It's a hate crime bill to protect cops.
Right. But what's not being discussed, what I really think the people need to realize is the hidden language in this bill and what it is going to be called, what is actually going to look like in practice. It's not going to be persecuting people. It's going to be protecting cops. It's going to no longer allow the media to run the cops' names when they're involved in a shooting.
I want to hear more about it. Stand by, Severin. A thin blue line. Now, for those who don't know, the thin blue line is code for basically their gang symbol. The police have a gang symbol. You can see it sometimes on their personal cars. It's a little black bumper sticker, little like square sticker with a blue line running through it. It's Free Talk Live. We'll tell you more. You can take control of the airwaves.
Has this ever happened to you? You're applying for some type of a loan, whether online or in person, and when it's time to hit submit, your nerves spike because you're not sure you'll get the approval you seek. There's a different way to approach life. It's called Credit Success Secrets Revealed. Credit Success Secrets Revealed is a revolutionized step-by-step system that you can follow to get all the credit you desire today. We're talking about secured and unsecured credit, car leases, credit cards, and cash. Call 800-568-8960. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works no matter what your current situation, whether you've had bad credit, never had credit, or looking for some business credit, or any type of credit. Please call 800-568-8960. We don't take any personal information. Your personal information is way too valuable to trust to a third-party email or a website that doesn't answer the phone. At Credit Success Secrets Revealed, we show you step-by-step what to place into the financial computer systems that control your credibility in the marketplace today. We practically fill out the forms for you. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works 100% of the time. Call now, 800-568-8960. That's 800-568-8960. 800-568-8960.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got Skype. Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. And you can, of course, support the show in a variety of different ways. One of them is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. If you like the show and you enjoy what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, talking about the ideas of liberty 7 nights a week, and if you don't get us all 7 nights on your local station, you can always call your station and talk to the program director and ask real nicely to get more Free Talk Live. But we're here doing the show 7 nights a week. And if you like that, then help us out. $5 a month gets you access to special bonuses like the AMP-only podcast. There are the AMP-only phone lines as well as the AMP-only Facebook group.
The AMP-only podcast is commercial-free for people that are concerned with that.
Yep, that's correct. And the Facebook group's great. It's super busy. It's like probably one of the busiest groups I'm on Facebook. Great interactions between Free Talk Live listeners, co-hosts, and things like that. So go and check it out.
To some extent, it's like the board of directors for Free Talk Live. We float a lot of ideas about the show past the amplifiers.
Yeah, aren't you floating some T-shirt designs past them right now?
T-shirt designs right now that we're actually, you can see at cam.freetalklive.com.
That's right.
And folks are, you know, they're excited about it.
Make
there.
Sure you can actually see that on the cam. Yes, you can see it. All right, so cam.freetalklive.com.
I got a T-shirt on that has the Free Talk Live logo and it says taxes are theft on them.
I think our listeners are going to love it.
Yeah.
So those aren't yet available, but if you're in the AMP group on Facebook, you can see the pictures and
you'll know first.
Yeah, you'll know first. So go and become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. Any major credit card is accepted through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there on the front page at amp.freetalklive.com. Back with Severin. He's in Pennsylvania, and you said there's a thin blue line proposed law, a bill that has been thrown out there to ostensibly protect the police by increasing penalties for people who attack them or whatever. But other things are outrageous in this bill. It's not just about hate crimes. It's more than that. And you just scratched the surface on it. So tell me more.
Yeah. So what's basically going to be happening if you read through the bill and you look at the way that this is worded, is it's putting another layer of protection on police. No longer do police need to protect police. Now, the entire media needs to cover for a cop who's involved in an incident until that cop is convicted. So basically, the cop gets to be investigated by his own people, and as we all seen numerous times, when he's cleared of these charges, no one will ever hear who the cop was that shot the man on the corner.
So just to be clear on something here, you're saying this thin blue line law proposes that members of the media cannot reveal which cop is being accused of doing something naughty?
It doesn't go as far as the members of the media. It's not even going to get to the media. The way that it works now is a department is required to release the information to the public of what happened. Now the department is literally putting up a barrier that they do not need to release the information anymore. If this bill goes into place,
wow,
there will quite literally be no more accountability for cops. The public
wow.
does not know.
Yeah, well, police are a protected class, and you know, many times they'll act as though they are, you know, in some ways being set upon or whatever. But yeah, they enjoy qualified immunity as part of their job. It gives them immunity from their actions inside of a work situation, and that, you know, that in and of itself shows that they are not a set upon class, but they actually have more strength. The cops generally get what they want when it comes to the legislative process because, well, the politicians want to make them happy. So they do. They get what they want. And this is going to be another circumstance. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
It's outrageous. I mean, this is just it flies in the face of freedom of the press, freedom of information, the right to transparency of government. Now, I know this is Pennsylvania, so I don't know what the rules are there, but here in New Hampshire, Article 8 in the New Hampshire Constitution specifies that New Hampshire or that the government here is supposed to be open and accountable. And this would fly right in the face
of that. The constitutions were written by people that's paid far more attention to their governments in times when they trusted them far less. These days, you know, Americans just don't seem to care. It's like, ah, it's the cop's job, whatever.
What is the what's the public response? You know, has talk radio been talking about this, or is this just something that, like, police accountability people know about and no one else?
Well, you know, this has been really quietly done. I'm actually the head of Lehigh Valley Cop Block. I'm active in my community every day, and this managed to slip by me.
Wow,
that's quiet.
This hasn't passed. It's just a bill, right? It's being proposed. It hasn't yet passed the state legislature.
It is something that the senator, the governor, and they had a couple of police chiefs talking about this in my local town, and it wasn't even publicized to any outside media organizations that weren't in their pockets, basically.
This sounds outrageous. Keep us in the loop, Severin. I'm sorry to hear the news about that. I do want to
let you know the good side of what we are doing.
Okay.
Since we found out about this, we have hit the street. We have let people know about this. We even invited some friends of Keene up here. We got JP Freeman in town right now.
Oh, that's right.
We got a huge festival in town with tens of thousands of people that we went out all day today and hit and confronted the police about this bill, confronted the public that was supporting the police. I stood back and watched JP work his magic with a couple cops that were just totally, totally acting like that they were in charge of things. And it was, we did a great outreach today. It was really powerful. And we're going to continue to do it. We're going to continue to hit the streets and make sure that the public knows exactly what is going to be passed.
Well, whether the public knows, I don't know if that's going to have any effect on what the politicians decide to do, but it can't hurt to get the word out. At the very least, you'll certainly get the word out about copblock.org and your local chapter there. And Severin, thanks for the call tonight, and have fun out there with the Keniacs that came down to visit during this time. Thanks, Severin, for the call tonight. Of course, as we talked to Ademo Freeman last night on the show, the founder of copblock.org, which is the world's premier cop police accountability website.
And it was essentially launched here on the air on Free Talk Live.
Oh, it was launched on the air, but it was certainly launched.
Did it get any press before that?
The founders did live here in Keene, and they've both been behind microphones on Free Talk Live
at the time of the launching of it.
And we did
talking
sponsor,
about it and promoting it.
We did sponsor their tours and such way back in the day. And we're back on, by the way, Mark, I don't know if you've seen the pictures yet, but the mobile accountability for cops RV, Mac,
yeah.
The new RV, the Free Talk Live LRN Free Keene logos are up there just like old times. So we're once again sponsoring the tour, along with Cell 411, by the way, which is a really cool app for people who are doing cop block and others who are just maybe if you're in a neighborhood watch group. Cell 411 is a great app. It's 99 cents. It allows you to send out alerts to your buddies, your friends, your family members, letting them know what's happening to you. You have a breakdown on the highway? Send a Cell 411 out. You got the cops harassing you? Send out a Cell 411. Having a medical emergency? Cell 411 can help bring people around. It's a really cool tool, and so I'm glad to see that Cell 411 is behind the mobile accountability for cops tour. It's going on right now. Copblock.org/Mac, M-A-C. Copblock.org/Mac to learn more about it, and we'll keep you in the loop. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us at 855-450-FREE.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497. Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here just by dialing toll-free on this live Saturday edition. Our number, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733, with you in studio tonight. You've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And Free Talk Live brought to you by Victimless Crime Spree. It is a great documentary film that just celebrated its third anniversary of its theatrical release just a couple of weeks ago. And you can go watch it for free over at victimlesscrimespree.com. It's our friend Derek J., who has who was arrested 5 times in a 1-year time frame. We got it all on video, and it makes for a really entertaining.
And nary a victim any of those times.
Never hurt anybody. And despite the fact that he's never hurt anyone, he was denied a concealed carry permit. So actually, the saga of Derek J's victimless crime spree continued this week. In fact, continued to this very day, when I'm going to break some news here, I think, because I don't think Derek has written a story up yet over at freekeen.com, but he did promise me that that he was going to do that. Yeah, he hasn't yet done so. So be on the lookout over at freekeen.com for Derek's version of this story, but he just got his Supreme Court verdict back.
Uh-huh.
He applied had applied for a concealed weapons permit here in, or license, I guess they call it, here in New Hampshire. So in New Hampshire, you're allowed to legally open carry a gun, no problem, as long as you're not a felon. It's no problem at all. pretty much anywhere. You can't go into a school with it, but otherwise, you know, pretty much anywhere except unless businesses don't want you to be there with a gun, you can conceal. You can open carry. I'm sorry, open carry. So he applied for a concealed carry license, was denied, which is supposed to be, this is supposed to be a shall issue state. That's the terminology, shall issue.
Let me read the second 2A, the right of bearing arms. All persons have the right to keep and bear arms in defense of themselves, their family, their property, and the state.
This is the New Hampshire Constitution.
That's their, I mean, they're clear. It isn't the Second Amendment that's talking about the militia or anything like that. It doesn't say that.
Yeah.
It says all persons have the right to keep and bear arms in defense of themselves, their families, their property, and the state.
Unless you are deemed unsuitable by the government.
It doesn't say that, though.
Right, but that's what has happened. There's a statute that says this.
It's extra constitutional to say, well, that statute doesn't pass constitutional muster.
Well, the Supreme Court decided they weren't going to look at the
Supreme
constitutional question.
The Supreme Court can't read!
They decided that, no. They decided they weren't going to look at the constitutional question because it wasn't brought up during the initial trial. So, therefore, they have the legal reason to not look at that question in this particular case. So, what they did do was they upheld the lower court's decision that that agreed with the police chief that Derek J. is not a suitable person to have a concealed weapons permit. That doesn't stop him from bearing the arms, right? So if you think about it from their perspective, Mark, they're saying, hey, look, Derek J., you can still bear the arm. You just have to open carry it. So you can still have the gun. You could even have a machine gun and open carry that, right? Like, you can carry the baddest ass rifle you possibly could slung to your back in New Hampshire, and it would be completely legal for him to do that. But if he were to put a coat on that covers that gun up,
or sit in his car.
Yeah, because there's ridiculous car rules. But anyway, the Supreme Court backed up the trial court's ruling.
I was really kind of surprised.
Really? I'm surprised you're surprised about that. But yeah, so basically Derek J. is prohibited at this time from having a firearm concealed carry in New Hampshire, which is sort of a continuation of something that began all the way back when he was making his movie, Victimless Crime Spree. We've got the three-page court decision, relatively brief, three pages, scanned in. I sent it to Derek. As soon as he finishes the article, it'll be available for you to read over at freekeen.com. So we'll keep you in the loop as that story develops. Let's go to Scott, listening in Greenfield, Indiana, to WIVC FM. Hello, Scott.
Hi again, Ian. I was a little bit taken aback, taking at face value the words from that one guy, and then I was like, he sounds kind of like one of these guys. I think he is. They said he was ahead of Cop Lock in his area. I was like, okay, well. Because someone who's looked on the Cop Lock site, my head about exploded after looking at it for about 20 minutes. It's just like, to me, the best I could tell from it, it seems to be run by a bunch of either anarchists or lawbreakers who are butthurt about having been arrested. And, you know, from
what difference does it make? Hold on. Who the people are doesn't matter. That's what they call a logical fallacy. It doesn't matter who they are.
Yes, it does.
What's that?
Credibility.
Well, to me, someone who's been arrested has more credibility.
Celebrate cops getting shot, which
I don't know. See, now that's a different thing. Like, they celebrate cops getting shot is an argument, whereas they are a bunch of anarchists is not an argument. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Hello? Oh, I think he might have gone into a bad cell. Scott, you're welcome to call back. We did not intend to hang up. His call just dropped. If there's a technical difficulty like that, normally it's a one call per night rule here on Free Talk Live, but if there's a problem, you can call back in. I want to hear more about what Scott has to say about Cop Block.
I also want to know what celebrating cops getting shot is. So, for instance, I've heard people say things like, when a police officers go break into somebody's home for a drug raid, sometimes not even the right house, police officers get shot. Some people will say things like, if they hadn't have busted into the house, they wouldn't have been shot. That's not celebration of a cop being shot, but I've heard people say that. It's like, essentially, you know, you're besmirching the good name of our police officers, and, you know, you just can't say things like that. Well, it's the truth. If police didn't make these raids, these 50,000 drug raids in this country every single year, then and left people alone in their homes, then, well, a handful of them. And there's been, this year, the amount of police that have died be, you know, not be on duty that didn't have to do with sort of heart attacks or getting knocked into the ditch on the side of the road from, you know, a car or something like that. Police officers who died in sort of, you know, gunfights and things like that. The numbers are down. This war on cops is being prosecuted very poorly if it is occurring.
I'm on the front page of copblock.org right now. I don't see any headlines that are shouting out about celebrating or glorifying the killing of the police. Now, I'm not saying that there wouldn't have been someone working for CopBlock at some point that has that viewpoint. I wouldn't say that for a moment.
There are some people that are very up. Yes, absolutely. There are people that are very upset at law enforcement in this country, and they're liable to say a bunch of different things.
But as far as somebody getting arrested, Adamo Freeman, the founder of CopBlock.org, was arrested for selling marijuana in Wisconsin a few years back, several years ago. He went to jail for it for a period of time. And you know what? That was the arrest that catalyzed him, that sent him off into this realm of wanting to do something about the abuse of the police.
Well, the average person is never going to complain about the abuse from the police because the average person isn't dealing with it. It's people that have dealt with police that are going to be upset.
Right. Adamo's not a bad guy.
The policing organizations have been here all along. I mean, they have been able to form and shape their public relations up to this point. The fact is that video has entered into this realm in a way that has surprised police. You know, like this is new. They tried to fight it. They tried to bring up wiretapping laws. They tried to prosecute people at it. The courts have said again and again and again, no, you're a public servant on public property being paid public money, and what you do is the public's interest. Stop arresting people with cameras. And they continue to do it, by the way, showing that they're, you know, don't mind abusing a little power and that, frankly, the courts really won't do anything to them. So what if you levy a fine against the city I work for? Big deal.
Adamo's been arrested for recording the police, too. And
Adamo's got a big settlement
for
some police that broke the law.
That's right.
And, you know, it just happens over and over again. Nobody calls in and says, you know what, I'm sick and tired of these police breaking the law and my tax money going to, you know, complain about. They call in and complain about a website that attempts to hold government bureaucrats responsible.
Right. And really, the complaint was about the people running the site. The complaint was about, oh, well, they're criminals. Okay, great.
Everybody's a criminal now.
Oh, right.
It took you 600 years to read the laws in this country. You're a criminal if a cop decides you're one.
Look, the people who've been through the system have more credibility in my mind than some reporter. These are the guys who've been there. They've been on the inside of a jail cell. They've been in the handcuffs. They've been behind, you know, in the back seat of a cruiser. They know what this is like. They've been, some of them, been there more than once. And not for hurting anybody. Adamo's never been accused of violence against the police. He's never been accused of violence against another human being. He sold marijuana. It's a flower. He satisfied his customers. And he went to jail for it. And that's what set him off and made him want to create CopBlock. So, there you go, cops. There's an unintended consequence of the war on drugs for you. You created CopBlock inadvertently by arresting Adamo Freeman, cops. How do you feel about that? 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150LK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-809-5580. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-809-5580. That's 1-800-809-5580. 1-800-809-5580.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition. Continuing here with you, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so please enjoy those. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. We talk a lot about saveitpurse.com these days, for those of you who are willing to pay with Bitcoin and get huge discounts at Amazon. But, you know, for whatever reason you still don't want to do that, you can still go through our old Amazon shopping links, and those still work, and it gets us a nice cut of your Amazon sale when you go to shop.freetalklive.com. So you're going to get your Amazon shopping done. You don't want to do the saveitpurse.com thing. You can still go to shop.freetalklive.com, and it helps us out when you do that. You still get the same great Amazon prices, the same Super Saver shipping and Prime shipping deals. It's just that Free Talk Live gets a cut of Amazon's profits when you go through shop.freetalklive.com. So don't forget about that. It is still there. We just focus more on the Save It Purse thing because why wouldn't you want to save 20%, right?
Indeed.
So there you go. Shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. First up, we've got Paul. He's in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hold on.
Welcome, sir.
Let me turn the radio off.
That's always a good idea when you're calling talk radio. Place. You always want to listen on hold.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we have you. Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Okay, great. So I was. This is your EPA story. I'm not sure how much the government really spends on the EPA as far as its total budget. Do you guys know that?
Probably a boatload of money. I have no idea.
I would say it's probably about maybe 1% or 1%, maybe a half a percent, maybe.
Of the government's entire budget, you mean? Okay.
Yeah, right. I mean, the Pentagon takes half of it right there.
And from discretionary, there's actually, if you start including things like Social Security and Medicare, but...
How about the interest payments on the debt as well? Isn't there a big chunk
that goes to that? I understand that's essentially what the interest payment on the debt is basically what the revenue of income taxes goes to.
All right, Paul, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I want to say that the EPA... story is, you know, is what you hear about government, like you guys are saying. Government's doing that all the time.
Wasting money. For those just tuning in, it was $92 million on furniture over the last decade.
And I'd be willing to bet that the EPA is by no means the only organization. I'd say the Pentagon is probably the worst as far as waste goes.
Oh, yeah.
We can look at their F-35 program and see just what a catastrophe that is. It was recently beaten by the F-16, which I think was put in service in the late 70s or maybe early 80s.
What did that cost? What did that program cost?
I've got to have to look that up. I mean, you're catching me flat-footed here, but it was incredible. It's,
well,
you know,
okay. I mean,
hundreds of billions.
I'm glad you're going in that direction, because if you're talking about government spending, that's where it's at. And I really want to appeal to you. I want to appeal to you, Mark, as a Quaker, you know, who probably believes in maybe less war, anti-violence.
Lots less.
Anti-state control.
What and what really? State control?
Anti.
Anti-state control.
Yep, okay.
Less control by the state.
Yeah?
Yeah?
So, well, yeah.
You're appealing to them about what, though? I mean, what do you...
Well, I'm appealing to you that the Pentagon money that we spend, not only is it really wasted tax money, besides the $8.2 trillion, you guys should look that up.
Dude, you know, we don't have to look up the numbers. We're on your side. I'd like to end the Pentagon, okay? I'd like to end the government's military.
As far as I'm concerned, the protection of the United States can probably be handled in a decentralized fashion, perhaps by people that own guns, maybe a militia situation. But if you're not looking to control the planet, you don't need a military like we have.
Does that help clarify?
Excellent. What I see is as the military is being another layer of control in our government. Basically, it's corporations. The military-industrial complex, as President Eisenhower called it,
no Republican.
Is another layer of control over us. We're controlled by the state, and now the state is controlled essentially by these corporations who are telling the government what to spend their money on. Well, money on. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's
not yours anymore.
It's not yours anymore. Once you give it to them, it becomes theirs.
Hey, thanks, Paul, for the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And I get what you're saying, right? Like, you know, one agency is a lot bigger than the other. But the waste is across the board. It doesn't matter what government agency you're talking about. They're all wasteful because they have no incentive to do anything but waste.
I think what Paul's used to hearing on the radio is a bunch of people that complain about government spending until somebody arms a bureaucrat, at which point that bureaucrat grows wings and becomes an angel. Right? And it's not just guns, hoses, too. So I'm a fireman.
Anything that shoots.
Yeah. I'm a fireman, and everybody thinks that, you know, firemen are a bunch of angels, too. By no means. These are people that work for the government. They provide a service, and that service could, in my opinion, likely be served, provided more efficiently through the free market. However, we don't have that today. So today, I'm going to work with my local government to, you know, pull people out of burning cars and the variety of things we do.
I'm sure if I looked, I'd be able to find some sort of recent military waste spending story, too. It's just the EPA story happened to come across my desk.
We did the Pentagon earlier this week on Thursday. So, I mean, I did a story on the Pentagon spending, you know, the Pentagon bureaucrats using their credit cards, their government
credit
cards.
See, I wasn't even here on Thursday night.
Government credit cards to get strippers and gamble.
There you go.
We also talked about the Secret Service doing... doing prostitutes down in Colombia, the DEA doing they were with prostitutes that
were
being paid for by the cartels. That's not a conflict of interest at all.
And remember, Joe Arpaio, by the way, the world's toughest sheriff or America's toughest sheriff, whatever. I think he's trademarked that, by the way, that tagline.
Yeah.
Anyway, Joe Arpaio. He made his sort of name for himself as the DEA administrator in Mexico City.
Okay.
So here you are with the story about the DEA. It was in Mexico, right, with the prostitutes?
I think it was in Colombia.
Colombia? Okay, whatever.
Okay.
So the DEA cavorting with cartel-provided prostitutes in Central or South America, and then you've got Joe Arpaio acting like he's all Mr. Holy Roller, he's so innocent, great cop kind of guy. He was in charge of the DEA. And you don't think that kind of shenanigans was going on with Joe Arpaio in charge. You just don't know anything about how this stuff works. So that should be a window into the world of corruption that will likely be running rampant throughout the DEA. Don't think for a moment, oh, it's just a few bad apples, just a few bad officers. This was probably going to the highest levels of the DEA down there.
Well, I've come to the conclusion after doing Free Talk Live for 12 years that my assumption is going to be that the government needs to prove its innocence when an accusation's made, not the other way around.
That's how they treat you.
Well, ultimately, that if somebody made some wild accusation, I'm going to make them, prove it. But if it comes to spending, if it comes to corruption, there's things that I'm just going to believe out of hand. And do I believe that government bureaucrats are going to cavort with prostitutes, spend inordinate amounts of money on their credit cards, and spend too much on their office stuff, and go to have huge parties with all kinds of alcohol flowing, and maybe some other drugs? And
yeah, it wasn't long
I've
ago.
I've just seen it happen too many times, people.
It wasn't even more than a year or two ago. We heard about the Secret Service having sex with prostitutes or whatever.
I'm not some
South
kind of
America.
Anti-government fool here. I came to this, your standard issue citizen. I've just seen over time. These stories. I've come to the conclusion, as an average individual inundated with these stories, that this is what government bureaucracies do. And frankly, you can look at history. It doesn't take much of a historical eye to say, turns out the less accountable an organization is, the more likely they are to be corrupt.
So I thought I'd seen it all, Mark, when it comes to these police stories. And the drug war, for instance, you've seen, I'm sure, a million times the pictures of the cops standing next to their take, right? We busted the biggest marijuana stash that we've ever seen in the history.
A giant pile of money, but you don't know how much they've got in their pockets.
Yeah, and they usually pile up the pot, too, right? Like, we're so bad, and look what we've done here. We've taken down the entire cartel with this bus. Beckley, West Virginia, Associated Press reporting. This is real. This is really from WVVA.com. West Virginia Natural Resources Police say they have made 11 arrests and seized 190 pounds of dry ginseng.
Oh, boy. Ginseng, huh?
That was illegally harvested. The West Virginia Department of Natural Resources estimates the market value of the native herb at $180,000. The department said Wednesday the arrest followed a year-long investigation in southern West Virginia. Besides the ginseng, they said they also seized stolen guns, illegal drugs, and $30,000 in cash. And when they say the illegal drugs, it probably was the guys who were harvesting the ginseng had a bag of marijuana on them or something like that, and a gun. West Virginia has a ginseng digging season that begins between September 1st and runs through November 30th. The department says the seized ginseng was harvested before the digging season began.
Well, you can't do that.
Ginseng long has been coveted in many Asian cultures because the plant's gnarly, multi-pronged root is believed to have medicinal properties. Natural resources officials say demand has spurred the illegal harvesting.
Well,
so
wouldn't want demand.
Here you have pictures of cops standing in front of hundreds of pounds of ginseng. And, they got their arms crossed, acting like they've done something to take down the criminals because they harvested their crop too early. I mean, this is ridiculous. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
BlakeDevelopment.net is a global leader in website creation, app development, and online marketing, catering to businesses of all sizes. There's really no job too big or too small for BlakeDevelopment.net. Do you have an idea for a killer app, but you don't know how to code it? Are you missing out on online sales? Or maybe your business needs help with social media? Websites start at just $200, and they're offering 3 years of free domain registry. Yes, they take Bitcoin. 844-SITE-123. BlakeDevelopment.net, 844-SITE-123.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.